You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tūhorunuku By the wonderful Mokotron with Sam Kiwon on that track. Sam Kiwon is an oud player from Babylon in Iraq, and Mokotron has written about this particular track, which can be found on Totoko Gaza, Ceasefire Now, End the Occupation, as saying that this was written 12 years ago and released for a couple of weeks online and then taken offline permanently. It feels like the right time to be resharing it as part of this compilation, as it draws parallels between the conflicts in the Middle East and within Te Tai Tokerau as a consequence of Western interference. You can read more about Mokotron's thoughts on that over on his Instagram. But we've got another artist from the compilation in the studio, the wonderful Babe Martin. Kia ora Zoe, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you in here. This is a really impressive project put together by a bunch of artists from across Aotearoa and Aotearoa artists overseas. What is Totoko Gaza? Who's on it? What's it all about?
Well, Totoko Gaza is a compilation that I've been very privileged to be a part of in quite a few ways, and it is a group of artists from Aotearoa, and as you just said, Aotearoa artists who no longer live here, coming together to put some unreleased tracks or, yeah, brand new tracks, songs that aren't out on any other platform, in a place to show solidarity for what is happening in Palestine.
It is, it's a pretty overwhelming time at the moment. I think people are finding it maybe difficult to know how to feel like they have agency in mm-hmm. what's happening at the moment. And there is something really amazing in a solidarity gesture like this.
Yeah.
So the money from this compilation, where is that going?
Yeah, so it's available exclusively via Bandcamp, and all of the funds that we raise from it go directly to an NGO, which is Medical Aid for Palestinians, or MAP. You can Google it if you want to check it out. They work to support the growing critical health needs in Palestine.
And so there is also this interesting conversation at the moment about whether fundraising is the right thing to be doing, because we know that money's not really getting in there at the moment and that aid isn't getting in there at the moment. So there are other calls that you guys are making as well as a collective. Could you run us through those, please, Zoe?
Yeah, absolutely. So on top of, you know, if you are someone that wants to support the compilation, we ask that you can engage in a range of actions, which include writing to politicians and various cultural institutions and urging them to call for an immediate ceasefire. Another thing that if you've attended rallies or you're seeing things online that people are talking about a lot is BDS, which is boycott, divestment and sanctions. And this is boycotting brands who have shown support for Israel, such as Starbucks and McDonald's and Disney. Sharing online content, I know people, you know, people have a lot of questions about whether that's performative or not and sometimes feel a bit uncomfortable, but it is really important. People in Palestine are saying how important it is to just keep sharing that online content. It boosts it in the algorithm, for one, and it shows what is happening on the ground there. Another way is contacting media organisations to challenge the particular instances of misinformation or disinformation about what's happening, and of course heading along to your local rallies and protests, super important.
So this is a really a gesture of solidarity from artists across Aotearoa and the Aotearoa diaspora at the moment. And there's an amazing collection of people who've brought their time and their energy to this. And as you said, a bunch of brand new music, which is also pretty special. Or, you know, music that's only seen the light of day for a very brief moment, like that Mokotron track we just listened to. Tell us a wee bit about your song on this one. The Babe Martin track is called When They Look At Me.
Yeah.
What's this song all about, Zoe?
Well, I mean, this is the fourth song I've released, When They Look At Me. I wrote it very recently, actually. I was at my local pub and felt very perceived and left and went to the park and wrote it. And
nothing like being perceived at the pub.
Yeah, perceived in a nice way, I'll hasten to add. But I was suddenly like, oh, God. God, what am I doing here? And yeah, I left, wrote it. I've been writing quite a lot recently, which is really fun. And then one of my friends, Maud Morris, who's an amazing producer, we whipped it up when Flo Wilson contacted me about this compilation. And I was like, well, perfect. I'll whip this up with Maud. And it's a privilege to contribute it to this.
Yeah, totally. And massive props to Flo. Yes. I know this was their initial incentive to get this project out there. And there are 23 artists and 23 tracks across this comp. AASP.bandcamp.com to get the Total Cool Gaza album. I'm just going to run through some of the other artists on here.
Yeah, do it. It's so good.
It's super stacked. Flo, of course, has a track on here. I'm Amelia, Samara Alofa. Collier has a song on there. Borrowed CS, Bird Party, Strange Stains, Haji. Ekare, Alice Agnes, Mokotron, as we just mentioned before, The Pleasure Magenta, Gregory Pierce, Cryer, heaps of others as well.
Heaps.
It's a super stacked one. Current Bias, K-Circles, it's super, super full to the brim with amazing artists showing solidarity and using art as a gesture for creating some healing, I think, at this time as well. So
totally.
Big mahi to everyone on that. As mentioned, aasp.bandcamp.com. Zoe, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this project.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll also see you at the Sun Return birthday party this
Hell
weekend.
Yeah, you will.
Which is going to be very fun. Saturday night. Yep. Tickets from Under the Radar. This is your brand new song, When They Look at
Ooh,
Me.
I didn't realize we were going to play it.
Yeah.
his mind made up and his eyes pulled shut. What would he see if he looked at me? What would he see if he looked at me? What would he see if he looked at me? What would he see?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.